What's up, everyone? It's Johnny here with the Soulful Hunter Podcast. Going to do a little shout out for all you men out there and challenge you and ask you if you are looking for ways to go deeper and be around a group of men who are looking to find personal empowerment, emotional freedom, and redefine the legacy that you'll leave, then listen up. The Vulnerable Heroes Men's Retreat Weekend has 6 spots open for their VH2 class of guys. What to expect during these weekends is 2 4-day retreats that are 90 days apart. Participants must attend both to be able to join. You're going to be in a beautiful location of the Cascade Mountains, 2 hours outside of Seattle, Washington. You're going to be in small group coaching, go through exercises, personal growth sessions, and storytelling. Lodging, food, and activities such as fishing, hiking, games, and much, much more are included. You're going to be able to leave these weekends with the development of your personal legacy plan. You're going to have weekly group accountability check-ins, monthly coaching with trainer and coach Lucas Mack, membership to the private Vulnerable Hero Legacy community, and just be able to dig deeper within your own soul. For more information, go to www.lucasmack.com/retreats. That's LucasMack.com/retreats. So that you can find out more about the Vulnerable Heroes weekends and start to develop to become your own vulnerable hero. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Soulful Hunter Podcast. I am your host, Johnny Mack. Through this podcast, I am on a mission to transform lives through primal adventure and to spread my mission of mentorship is conservation. This podcast is powered by Washington Backcountry, a resource for all hunters new and old. To find out more about Washington Backcountry, go to wabackcountry.com or search for Washington Backcountry on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Soulful Hunter Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Mack. Today, I want to talk about something that's been very heavy on my heart as of lately. And for those of you who have been following along with the podcast since episode 1, you've come to know a little bit about me and about how I had my 3rd child this summer. So I'm going to be sharing a little bit about what it's like to balance your passion versus your responsibility, and with the overarching theme of what it means to be a provider. So being a part of the Soulful Hunter, it means that I'm always and constantly reflecting upon my own self and my own life, and the inward reflection is going to lead to outward correction. And the idea is that I want to be the best I can be at everything, and specifically doing it with purpose and intent. So giving a little bit of background on myself and my wife and my family of 5 is my wife and I have been married 6 years, and in 2013 we got married, and it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. We met very quickly in the end of January, beginning of February in 2013, and we tied the knot in June 22nd. 2013. And so we've been married 6 years now. And in that 6-year span, we have had 3 children and just had a wonderful ride. Well, a part of when we got married and where my life was going at that time, I had a full intention of being a head football coach of the high school and pursuing this dream of being a high school football coach. The problem was is that through this journey of who I really wanted to be and within this searching of my own soul, I realized that coaching wasn't really where I wanted to end up, and hunting is what I wanted to pursue. Well, when my wife and I got married, I told her, I laid it all out, and I was like, listen, I am a football coach, and so that is something that I'm always going to be doing. And you got to understand that when it comes to football season, I got Saturday film, I got breakdowns, I got games, I got all this. And so in the fall, the August through hopefully the beginning of December here in the state of Washington, months is dedicated to high school football and everything that goes along with it. And so I was like, are you okay and willing to put up with this and join me on this journey of what I want to do with a career. And so, you know, young love and truly wanting the best for each other, she signed up for a marriage to a football coach, which all our falls were dedicated. And it was in this process in the first couple years of our marriage that I truly fell in love with hunting, and I did a lot of soul reflecting upon if I wanted to follow in the footsteps of my father and continue on with high school football, or if I wanted to pursue my own passions and dreams, and that was fully diving into a world of becoming a hunter. And so with all this that was going on, I was really challenging myself and diving into this concept of surrendering this idea of what my chosen path was supposed to be, as in my local community, I was really chosen as the heir apparent to the head football coach when he retired. And so I had this like nagging feeling and sense in my soul, and I didn't know what to do, and I really struggled, and I kept putting it off and putting it off. And finally, the year that my wife and I had our second son, Cannon, I decided to step down from coaching. That was it. I was done. And I was going to fully pursue hunting. Well, this is he's going to be three this month. So 3 years ago is when I shot my black bear, created Washington Backcountry, got this idea of mentorship really being needed in the hunting community, and hit the road running and creating social media accounts and going from there. Fast forward a couple years, and it is July 2019. My wife gives birth to my third son, praise God, which is just a miracle in itself that I have such a wonderful family and the ability to leave a legacy to these wonderful children. With that came the concept of how do I balance my responsibility as a husband and as a father to my wife while balancing my own personal passion to become a hunter and to grow the Soulful Hunter podcast and Washington Backcountry and everything that goes along with it. And so I really was struggling with this idea of what to do. And so leading into the season, I was able to draw a special permit in the state of Washington for a doe tag on Vashon Island here. And it is a tag that is open from August 1st to December 31st, which is super special because within that August, archery deer doesn't open up till September 1st. So it gave me a whole nother month previously that I could figure out my seasons. And normally I'd be going on a backcountry bear hunt. However, with the birth of my son a couple weeks prior, I knew that was out the window. And so I was able to squeeze in a one-day hunt where I could fill a doe tag, put some meat in the freezer, and really experience that. But at the same time, I was really hoping for maybe 3 days of archery elk hunt, and then in October, maybe a rifle hunt, and, you know, dabble here, dabble there, making sure that my wife is supported, feeling loved. I'm doing my responsibilities at my home with my children. And all of this, I'm trying to juggle everything. And I was using the justification that a hunter is a provider, and providing food on the table was extremely important. And that even though it was only a couple of days being gone, that wouldn't have an impact on my family. Well, it turns out that after really soul searching and talking to a couple buddies, that I really challenged myself on what it means to be a provider. What it means to be a provider. Because we are called to provide not only safety and security, but we're, as a man, I'm here to provide, you know, food for my family, a paycheck to pay the bills, a house, and this environment of love. And love is the number one way that I'm going to provide for my family. Well, me, we're inherently selfish. As much as we like to deny the fact that we're not selfish, it just runs through us. Self-preservation is at the core of our existence. And so we ultimately want to just get out and do everything that fulfills our own soul, and yet easily ignore or not acknowledge those souls in which we are in direct contact with or have a responsibility to in everyday life. So when it came to my family and it came to this idea of hunting, which is my passion, which is podcasts, which is the website, the social media, the YouTube channel, and this responsibility of what I had to do and what I get to do, and really what I'm blessed to do, and that is be a husband, be a father to three wonderful children, support my wife in a time which postpartum is a real thing and women deal with regularly and is not talked about enough, and that is to be there and love them with my time, love them with my patience, love them with my support, love them with my presence, and do whatever it is that my wife needs, be there for my children, and be a servant to my wife and my children. And being a servant is being a provider, being there to provide them with whatever it is to help them and to support them through the tough times, through the good times. And ultimately, your children, if you have young children, you're listening to this podcast and you're really thinking, well, I don't have kids or my kids are grown. Well, if you have children, you understand a certain responsibility to them, and you should understand that when they are at a young age, they are only going to be young for a short time. And you do not get those days back. You do not get those months back. You do not get those years back. And before you know it, they're grown and they're moved on and they're out of the house, and you are looking in the mirror going, wow, where did the last 18 years of my life go? Well, this is something that I don't want to do, and I don't want to live with regret. And so even though this is a podcast in which we talk about hunting, we're going to talk about the other side of hunting as well and what it means to be a provider. And so I challenge you right now, as you're listening to this podcast, what does it mean to you to be a provider? What does it mean for you to sacrifice your passion for your responsibilities? Is there a way to balance it? Is there truly a way to do it all? Or is it we do it the best we can in the times and the seasons? My wife is just an amazing soul, and I've gotten to chat with her a lot over this, and this has not been easy for us. She knows that as a man, I renew my soul and I renew my spirit when I'm out in the wild and I'm in the mountains and I'm in God's creation pursuing game. And she knows that, and her heart hurts for me knowing that that is how I refresh my soul. But her heart also hurts through the struggle of which the newborn baby brings. They are a blessing, but man, they are a lot of work. Man, they are exhausting, especially when your child is crying nonstop, doesn't like to be set down, and is waking you up multiple hours throughout the night. It's very taxing, not only just having one child, but when you have older children that are not to an age that are self-sufficient yet. So my children are 4, 2.5, soon to be 3, and then brand new. And so this is a real interesting time in my life when I am trying to launch a podcast, get traction with the website, get traction with information, feed my own soul, fuel my own passion. But yet, what I said in episode 2 when I was talking with Tony about our very first bear hunt was, my family will always be chosen over hunting. And one of the things on social media that you see nowadays is that it seems like these people are always out in the field or always out hunting for 7 days at a time, 10 days at a time, multiple seasons, or at least that's the view for me. And this is coming from somebody who's just a school teacher. Time off during the week is very hard to come by. I'm more of a weekend warrior hunter. and I do what I can when I can. One of the things that the social media aspect puts pressure on the everyday hunter is this concept that if you're not killing large animals, if you're not killing mature animals, if you are not out in the field every day, then you're not doing it right. And even though no one is specifically saying that, there's this pressure that builds, at least for me in my own personal life, to get in the hustle, get in the rat race, and show my worth. But our reward needs to be more than a set of antlers. Our reward needs to be more than meat in the freezer. Our reward needs to come from the fact that you know in your own heart, in your own soul, that you did the best you could as a husband, as a father, and as a family man. And for those of you who are listening to this podcast who are not family men or not married yet, that's okay. I want you to think about when it comes time for you to be a hunter, and when it comes time for you to getting in a relationship, that you're looking towards marriage, that you're looking towards a future with wife and children and all that, how is this going to work? How are you going to balance hunting, the passion, the responsibility, and then what does it mean to be a provider? I know that when I shot my elk this last year in 2018, my wife and I and our two kids at the time have been eating that elk meat for now over a year, and it has been a blessing to our family. But we would have been able to survive to this point with or without me shooting that elk. What that means is that even though we talk about as hunters, we want the purest form of meat, we love the pure protein, the organic aspect of it, we like the conservation side of it, my job and what I feel like, if I don't tell all of you this, then I'm doing myself a disservice and doing all of you a disservice, is that hunting has the ability to transform your life through the primal adventure. But it's not just the primal adventure of being out in the wilderness to really find yourself. It is through all the other challenges of learning how to become a better person, a better family man, a better family woman, a better husband, a better father, a better wife, a better son, daughter, and all these aspects, because that is where the true transformation lies. It lies within your own soul and what you create in every day. So going back to the hunting side of it, I've gotten out for deer one day this year in the 2019 season. Modern Rifle opens up this coming Saturday here in the state of Washington, and this is a tag in which I hold. However, I'm hoping that I am able to get out for late rifle season, which is 4 days, and I'm going to try to get out for 3 of those 4. To fill a deer tag, but also to be able to fill my turkey tags that I have for the state. And what I've really come to reflect upon is that regardless of whether I fill tags, regardless of whether I post on social media, my joy and my fulfillment does not come from killing an animal. It comes from providing for my family. My joy comes from providing for my family. And that provision isn't just meat. It is the love, the comfort, the support, the time that I dedicate to them, that I put into them, that I build into their lives. A measure of a man is not what he has achieved. It is what he has overcome. And it is your job and our job to not measure ourselves based off of our tally marks or the animals in which we've killed or the social media pictures in which we post. It is to measure ourselves based off of the impact we've left in other people's lives. Ultimately, how do you want to be remembered? The legacy in which you leave. Are you going to be someone who's going to be remembered as selfish, as self-gratifying, Now, I may not be speaking to everyone out there on this podcast, but I want you to understand that if you are a single person with no relationship ties to anyone, then go get after it. Live your life to the fullest. Live each day with purpose. But those of you who have a responsibility to a wife and children, to those of you who have a responsibility to a spouse, because we're not just talking to men here, we're talking to women as well. How are you going to leave your legacy? Who are you going to leave your legacy to? Teach people. Growing up in a household where my father was a coach and he coached multiple sports throughout my entire career, it was really cool to enjoy those moments in which he was coaching and I got to watch or I got to be a part of. But as days go by and the years progress, sports come and go. The times in which we spent afield are the times in which I remember and I wish I had more of. But it was because of distractions and choices in life that I missed out on a lot of those opportunities. And I don't want any of you out there listening to this podcast to miss out on the same opportunities. The same moments in time that you will never get back. There will be another season of hunting. There will be another year of putting in for tags and special permits. And speaking of special permits, I want to talk about this for a second because this is a part of balancing the passion versus the responsibility. I was having a talk recently with one of my good friends, Hannah, and she was talking to me about how special it was for her dad and her to be able to put in for special permits when she was very young. And so by the time that her point total reached a certain number, she was able to draw these special permit tags at a younger age. And she was talking about the concept of planning for the future. A lot of the reason why people do not hunt out of state is because they feel like it's too much of a hassle or it's too much of this, too much money, the expenses, it costs a lot. But here's a challenge I want you to think about. Putting in for special permits and planning a hunt, whether it be out of state or planning a very special hunt years down the road, allows you the opportunity to truly invest in the lives of those around you and really make sure that things are taken care of at home. Because I guarantee that if you don't take care of things at home first before you go out into the field, it's going to just cause a giant snowball effect and become worse and worse as the days and months progress. So being a part of the Soulful Hunter is being able to address topics that are difficult, being able to reimagine and reinvent hunting as we know it, because it's not just all about tips and tactics of killing, of taking animals. Here's a tip, here's a tactic, and that's take care of your responsibilities at home. Love your family. Treat each day like it is a true gift, and that is why they call it the present. We're not promised tomorrow. It is a great day to be alive. Be in the moment. Live each day with purpose. And when you get the opportunities to go afield and to pursue game and to do your passion and do what you love, do it full-heartedly. And it's a lot easier to go about doing that when you've given full heart at home as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a little bit of a little insight into the Soulful Hunter, into my life, Johnny Mack, and to what is going on with this podcast, with life. Because ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, live your life. Life is meant to be lived. And just because I am not hunting does not mean I cannot make an impact in the hunting world. Does not mean I can't record podcasts. Does not mean I can't still work on the website and be involved in hunting. There's a time and a season for everything. And it is a opportunity for all of us to truly take a moment to pause, just like we would out in nature, move slowly, reflect,
And do not miss the opportunities in which lay before you when it comes to the responsibilities of your life. Love your family. Just like we always talk about, mentorship is conservation. And so that if you want hunting to last for a lifetime, you have to get people to fall in love with it so it'll be around for a lifetime. Build into the lives of your family members. Build into the lives of the people directly affected by you each and every day. Because that is the legacy that you're going to leave. And that is how you get people to fall in love with the passions in which you have, is by truly loving others. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really appreciate any of your feedback that you have. If you want to drop me a line, feel free to hop on soulfulhunter.com, go to the Contact Us page and drop me a line. You can also get a hold of us on social media through Instagram at the Soulful Hunter Podcast. Shoot me a DM. Let me know what you think of the episode. Let me know what you think of the show so far. If you have any requests or any suggestions for future episodes. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so much fun to just get an opportunity to speak to all of you. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, make sure to reach out. I am here. I'm here for you. I'm here for my family. And when you're out in the field, make it a special one. And as always, stay soulful. If you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love it if you could go ahead and give this a rating as well as subscribe. Also, you can check us out on Instagram under the Soulful Hunter Podcast. Make sure to tag us in pictures and posts and use the hashtag Soulful Hunter. To find out more about the Soulful Hunter Podcast, go to soulfulhunter.com and be sure to follow the podcast as we are going to be bringing you a lot of great information, insight, and changing lives through primal adventure. I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Stay tuned and stay soulful.